This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, August 17th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Chinese communist officials closed 6 branches of Zion Church, Beijing's largest house church, after trying to bribe members to leave the church, reports China Aid. Zion Church's senior pastor Jin Mingri said, quote, "When faced with persecution, we will persist in our faith and our great commission," end quote. In the latest demolition, communist officials ordered 70 police officers to destroy the Liangwang Catholic Church in China on Tuesday. Police also raided a Catholic-run summer camp for 80 children and shut it down for operating illegally in the Gansu province. The Open Society Foundations of billionaire George Soros is finally closing its doors in Hungary and moving to Germany by the end of the month, citing quote-unquote repressive policies by the Hungarian government. The Soros organization has supported abortion and sexually perverted lifestyles, as well as mass migration and open borders. Psalm 37, 1-2 says, "Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb." China announced yesterday that it will send a delegation to Washington for trade talks with the United States. This comes amid a trade war between the two countries. Both nations have imposed $34 billion in tariffs on each other's exports, plus another $16 billion will be imposed next week. Australia's Senate voted 36-34 against a bill to legalize assisted suicide across the country this week. This came after 2 senators who had supported the bill changed their minds and voted against it. Proverbs 21:1 says, "The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Like the rivers of water, he turns it wherever he wishes." Gospel singer Aretha Franklin, whose impassioned, riveting voice made her a titan of American music, died yesterday morning at 9:50 a.m. at the age of 76 after battling advanced pancreatic cancer, reports the Detroit Free Press. The Queen of Soul sang for presidents and royalty and befriended high-profile leaders such as Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. Amid the global glitter and acclaim, she remained loyal to her home region, living in the Detroit area for decades. The University of Iowa has temporarily reinstated 40 religious student groups that they deemed discriminatory. This came after the Christian student group, InterVarsity, filed a lawsuit with the university for being banned over their insistence that Christians, actual Christians, lead their group. The issue began last year when the University of Iowa censored the group Business Leaders in Christ for their religious leadership requirements. Evangelist Franklin Graham preached to 12,000 people at the Clackamas County Fairgrounds in Canby, Oregon last week on the subject of Sodom and Gomorrah. Graham also called on Oregonians to pray for the salvation of their governor, Kate Brown, and called on Christians to elect godly leaders, saying, quote, "We need to vote for candidates who are going to defend not only our Constitution, but who are going to defend our religious freedoms," end quote. The North Kansas City School District is going fully gender neutral for bathrooms at 3 elementary schools, 2 of which are just opening this week. The school district also became one of the first in the nation to crown a transgender student as its homecoming queen in 2016. By contrast, the state of Alabama passed legislation allowing public schools to display the U.S. motto, "In God We Trust." And in November, Alabama voters will decide whether to change the state's constitution to allow the schools to display the Ten Commandments. And finally, NASA launched its new Parker Solar Probe this week to go where no other spacecraft has gone, to study the atmosphere of the sun up close. In its 7-year mission, the probe will orbit the sun 24 times, where the temperature is a blistering 2,500 degrees Fahrenheit. NASA scientist Adam Szabo has been working on the probe mission for 10 years, and he told CBN News how he sees God's hand in the wonders of space.
The more I study the heliosphere, the more I study even near the sun environment where no human being lives, and I don't think anybody is planning to, the more I find the glories of God, that He designed it for us.
Psalm 19:1 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims His handiwork." And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Friday, August 17th, in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.